Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are going to be in the house of the Lord. The yes is to you. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord?
Yes.
Are you really happy to be here?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today is the day that the Lord has made. So we must rejoice in it. Today I have a short message for you. And after the message, you are going to pray. Amen. When we look at things that are going around this world, you can attest to it that the world is going to an end. Technology, the activities of other people, behavior of children and mothers, everything concerning this earth, attest to it that the world is going to an end. That means, whatever the Bible says about the end time, it's not coming, but it's here. Are you here with me? The Bible verses that we read, John 10:10.
The Bible lesson that we read, Johannes 10:13.
That's what I'm going to preach about.
Daar ga ik vandaag over preken.
So take your Bible.
Dus laten we onze Bijbels openen.
Please write these quotations down.
And schrijf deze versen op.
Because that's what I'm going to deal with it. John 10:10, the first one.
Johannes 10:13.
The second one is Revelation 10:1-2.
Openbaring 2:1-2.
That is Revelation 1 and Revelation 10:1-2.
Openbaring 10:1-2.
Genesis 2:17.
Genesis
2:17. Jude 1:6. Afterwards, you can read it yourself. Jude 1:6. And the last one is 2 Peter 2:4.
2 Peter 2:4.
Amen. So that when you go, or whatever I will say, you can cross check that it is in the Bible. It's not something that I am just saying it, but it is written there. So when you have these Bible quotations, you can know where and what I'm talking about. Amen. We read about John 10:10. Can somebody read for me? John 10:10. We are all students, so please.
John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Amen.
Amen. The thief comes only to steal, to kill and to destroy.
The thief comes only to steal.
The thief. He comes only with three reasons. He comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy.
The thief comes with these three things.
Marvelous. A lot of people are afraid of the Satan, or we call it Lucifer.
Heel veel mensen hebben dat gehoord van de duivel, van Lucifer.
But he himself is afraid of God.
Maar hij zelf, hij is bang voor God.
The one that you are not afraid of.
Degene waar jij dus bang voor bent.
So you are afraid of demons.
Je bent bang voor demonen.
But But you are not afraid of someone who can conquer the demons.
So
when you tell him to do something, you disobey him. But I'm here to tell you something. It's for your own good. Be very careful. Because every plan of the enemy is to steal you. To kill you. Then he will destroy you. You have schemes. He has ways. He has plans. And plots. All what he does is to win you. Just to kill you. And destroy you. It's my prayer today. May you flee from the hands of the enemy. So that his plans and activities cannot be activated in your life. Amen. Lucifer used to live with God. Now we know him as Satan.
We ken hem ook als de duivel.
Or in the Bible, serpent.
In the Bible, the snake.
Or devil.
Of the duivel.
All these names are only one person we are talking about.
All deze namen gaan gewoon om dezelfde persoon.
His real name.
Zijn echte naam.
Is called Lucifer.
Is gewoon Lucifer.
Lightholder.
De lichthouder.
Amen. He used to live with God.
Hij wilde vroeger met God.
Then he disobeyed God.
En toen gehoord.
Then God has to throw him down. One thing you should know about Lucifer is he's very, very smart. The Bible talks about him. Whatever he does, you will never find it till the end. If Lucifer was able to deceive angels, one tenth of angels in heaven.
Als Lucifer voor elkaar ligt om een derde van de engelen te bedriegen.
One third of angels in heaven.
De engelen.
Then who are you?
Van wie ben jij dan?
Ask yourself this question.
Vraag jezelf dat dan.
You have angels like Michael.
Wat is de engel zoals
Michael? You have angels like Gabriel.
De engel zoals Gabriel.
And all kind of sheriffs.
En alle andere.
Sheriffs. They are a couple of angels. They deal with the kingdom. They are sheriffs. This type of angels, all of them are dead.
These sort of angels are all dead.
Lucifer was able to win one tenth of them in heaven.
And Lucifer kreeg voor elkaar om een derde van hun te overwinnen.
That tells me he's really, really powerful.
Die een derde is hij heel krachtig. Dat laat zien dat hij heel krachtig is.
If you read Revelation 10, 1 and 2, the one I give you.
Als je leest om waar ik heen.
You can know that there's a certain angel.
Kan je zien dat er een bepaalde engel is?
One of his leg.
Een van zijn voeten.
Is like a timber. You know timber.
Is net als een metaal.
What is it? Can you help me in Nederlands? Timber.
De timber. Een grote boom die afgehaakt.
Het is net als een boom.
If you read from the Revelation, you find it there. Only one of his leg.
Alleen één van zijn voeten is nog een zo groot eind.
Revelation 10, 1 and 2.
Openbaring 10, 1 en 2.
I just want you to know, just a picture about what I'm talking about.
Wil dat je begrijpt waar ik jullie over heb.
These are mighty angels.
Deze zijn krachtige engelen.
So according to the Bible.
Dus volgens de Bijbel.
His two legs cannot fit the earth.
Zijn twee voeten passen dus niet op de.
This earth that we have so many people in it.
Deze aarde waar we zoveel mensen.
Only one of his leg.
Alleen één van zijn voet.
Cannot fit.
Past niet op deze aarde.
So one of his leg.
Dus één op zijn aarde.
Is on the earth.
Staat op de aarde.
And the other one.
En die andere.
Is in the sea.
Staat in de zee.
So ask yourself how tall he is.
Dus vraag jezelf af hoe lang hij is.
One angel.
Eén engel.
So God saw it that when he created man, this kind of angels can disturb them.
Dus toen God zag dat hij, toen hij de mens schiep, zag hij dat deze soort engelen
Say, God, we thank you.
Thank you.
He did all this just for you.
I did all this for you.
Just to save you.
For the ultimate.
So this kind of angels,
these angels,
some of them was with Lucifer.
So some of them was with Lucifer.
So if God throw them down,
als God hen wegzet,
we'll never get salvation.
Dan zullen wij ook nooit redding krijgen.
So if you read from Jude 1:6, one of the quotations I give you.
Als je leest van Rechter 1, vers 6.
Or 2 Peter 2:4.
2 Peter 2, vers 4.
You can understand that God kept them somewhere.
Maar je ziet dat God hen hield.
To wait for judgment.
Om te wachten op de
So the small angels we see here.
Dus die kleine engelen die we hier zien.
That you are so much afraid of.
Waar we zo veel bang voor zijn.
They are not the big ones.
Wij zijn niet de echte.
So don't be afraid.
Dus wees niet bang.
For God is with you.
Want God is met jou.
Amen. So God kept so many of these angels just for a purpose.
Dus God hield al deze zoveel engelen gewoon voor een doel.
One of them, who is one of the creatures, some of the things that God created.
Een van de dingen die God had gecreëerd.
Is called death.
Or hate dood.
Death.
Hate dood.
His work is to kill.
Zijn werk was om te vermoorden.
So God kept him in a tree.
Dus God hield hem in de boom.
If you read Genesis 2:17.
Als je leest in Genesis 2 vers 17.
God told Adam.
God vertelde Adam.
Of all these three here.
Van al deze bomen hier.
You can eat.
Kan je eten.
There were so many trees over there.
Er waren zoveel bomen daar.
One of them is life.
Eén boom geeft leven.
And one of them is good, knowledge of good and evil.
En één van de bomen geeft de kennis van goed en kwaad.
And other food that you can eat.
En er waren heel veel andere fruit die je kon eten.
God told Adam.
God vertelde Adam.
Of all these three.
You
can eat from it.
Je kan gewoon van eten.
But that one.
Maar die boom.
Don't touch it.
Raak het niet aan.
Why?
Waarom niet?
Because the day you touch.
Want op de dag dat je aanraakt.
And eat of it.
En het eet.
You die.
Zal je sterven.
Why is he going to die?
Waarom zal je sterven?
Because one of the dangerous creatures God created.
Want vanwege een van de gevaarlijke dingen die God creëert. Stapt in die boom.
And when Lucifer was thrown down,
en dus wanneer Lucifer weg
was, he was looking everywhere,
keek hij om zich heen,
to find his friend,
om een vrienden te vinden.
Because if Lucifer is alone,
want als Lucifer alleen is,
he cannot work,
kan hij niet werken.
He will deceive you,
hij zal je bedriegen,
but he will never die,
maar hij zal nooit doodgaan.
So he needs somebody when he deceives you,
dus hij heeft wel iemand nodig,
the person can kill you.
De persoon kan je vermoorden.
Then hate.
Dat
you know what is hate? The place that one people die, you go. There are two places. We are paradise and the hate. Or in the other words, you say Hades. You don't know. Okay, let me continue. So when you die in righteousness, you go to paradise. But when you die in a sinful way, there's another place also for you.
Dan zal je ook naar een andere plek gaan.
That is Hades.
En wat is het?
It's not hell. There's two different words. Hell and Hades. Hades is the place for waiting.
Hades is the place where you wacht.
Hell is the place where it's final judgment.
And hell is the eindstadium.
So the English translation,
the Engelse vertaling,
you can see so many times they write hell or Hades. Different translation. It's two different ways. Amen.
Amen.
I hope I'm not confusing you. Are you getting my point? Are you getting my point? Speak so that I can help you. Okay. What?
Those things that you were using, I don't think I myself, I don't understand.
Oh, okay. The Hades and the Paradise.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you were saying they use it in the Bible.
Yeah, because everything is in the Bible. So you have to start reading the Bible yourself. Amen. Yeah, you don't sit there every time you come to Bible studies. You don't even come, ever. They don't come at all. So when we give some words, you don't even know what we are talking about. But it is in the Bible. You heard about hell. About something, what? Yeah, that is hell. It is surprise. You heard about hell. Yeah.
Me, I'm hearing hell. So
it's hell. Amen.
Sorry.
But you said you did hell and
hate. It's hate. So the hate.
She's talking about the hate. What is it?
Yeah.
She's talking about the hate.
Hello. Amen. So God told Adam, don't touch
that.
Don't touch that tree. Because when you die, it's not going to be good for you. But Adam disobeyed God.
Amen.
So you went and took the fruit and ate of it. That gave the power to
Lucifer,
the one you call him Satan. And all the human race have to fall apart. Amen. This kind of things is happening in our life. There are things we talk about it every day. Just to help you to flee away from the wrath of the enemy.
Zodat je kunt wegvluchten van de krachten van de duivel.
But you still keep it doing it. Amen.
Amen.
There are things, please, I'm going to mention. If you find it inside, you'll be very careful. One of them is lies.
En een van die dingen zijn dus leugens.
Lies.
Leugens.
This person can lie all his life.
Deze persoon kan
niet zijn hele leven. Whatever he says is always lies.
Wat die persoon ook zegt, het is de leugen.
Lies is not from God.
Leugen is niet van God.
It's activity from the enemy.
En het is een activiteit van de duivel.
So if you are sitting here,
dus als je hier zit,
and you find inside you,
en je hebt het in jou,
lies,
om te liegen,
be very careful.
Wees voorzichtig.
The second thing you should know, gossip.
En twee dingen is
gossip. Concernen.
Roddelen.
En die hebben een teken aan ook.
Ook als je niet hebt gehoord, dan zegt het toch.
Ik was wat te zien, we waren
hier. Want ze hebben niet gehoord, ze hebben niet gehoord.
But it is not true.
Maar het is niet waar.
Then you start gossiping.
En dan begin je te roddelen.
These are some of the things of the enemy.
Dit zijn voorbeelden die de vijand gebruikt.
He brings in you.
Wat hij in jou brengt.
Just to kill you.
Om jou te gewoon vernietigen.
Because the Bible says.
De Bijbel zegt.
Lies and gossip people.
Dat de leugenaars en
cannot attain to heaven.
Kunnen niet naar de hemel.
So if you don't go to heaven.
Dus als je niet naar de hemel gaat.
Where will you go?
Waar zou je dan naartoe gaan?
Because you don't have semi heaven.
We hebben geen halve hemel.
Maybe I'm going to heaven now. Now I'm 17. Hoe dat komt wel.
Wat
je zegt, ik ga niet
naar
de hemel, ik ga niet naar de hemel. Je zult daar
één van die dingen eindigen.
Je moet
hebben in
duur.
En je
moet zelf de hemel kiezen. Je moet
één. En je zal een keuze moeten.
Either you go to heaven.
Of je gaat naar de hemel.
Or you go to hell.
Of je gaat naar de hemel toe.
One of them.
Eén van die twee.
The third thing I'm going to talk about.
En de derde ding waar ik het over ga hebben.
Proudness.
Is trots zijn.
A hard time. So are you doing? A hard time. Spirit of what? Proudness. Of pass all of our money is a head.
Om zelfs naar kerk te komen in je
hand. En is dat moeilijk, baby.
Het is het moeilijk.
En hoe is
het? Het doet zich gewoon.
En jouw wat? Is Lucifer wat ik doe?
Het is vaak niet voor de vrouw.
Because God himself hates proudness.
Want God zelf
Don't forget, the only spirit God fights against
is
the spirit of proudness.
Is een geest van trots zijn.
The Bible says,
de Bijbel zegt,
I resist proud.
Ik haat het om trots te zijn.
God says he resists what? Proud. So anybody who is so proud,
is iemand die heel trots is,
you are fighting against direct to God.
Dan vecht je tegen God.
What the time are you having time?
So hou je op en wees niet hoog.
Hoe ben je hier?
Dan zal je zien hoe je zal eigenlijk.
Amen.
Amen.
Spirit of proudness. Just one come, final decision.
He
wants to be the last person to speak. Everything anybody says.
Alles wat andere mensen ook zeggen.
Because of that spirit in him.
Vanwege die geest, vanwege geest in hem.
To object everybody's plan.
Hij kijkt altijd tegen alle andere plannen.
It's spirit of proudness.
Het is de geest van trots zijn.
You can stand here and preach.
Je kan hier staan en preken.
You can do miracles.
Je kan wonderen.
But that's this spirit can still be.
Maar die geest kan nog steeds in jou zitten.
How will you find it?
Hoe kan je het vinden?
It was found in Lucifer.
Het is gevonden in Lucifer.
He was worshiping God every day.
Hij aanbidt God elke dag.
But that spirit was still within him.
Maar die geest zat nog steeds in hem.
So you can see somebody who do so many things in the church.
Je kan iemand zien die heel veel dingen doet in
look at the way they talk.
Maar kijk naar de manier.
You can totally see the spirit of proudness in them.
Dan kan je zomaar zien dat het.
I'm telling you, they are not from God.
Dan is het niet van God.
They are from the enemy.
En dan is dat hetgene van de vijand.
Lucifer also can do so many things.
Lucifer kon ook heel veel dingen doen.
He can beautify you. Dit was een mooie verhaal.
En dat is ook mooi laten
zien. Was dat man? Amen. When we say come to church, you don't want to come. Now I guess we don't talk about sinful things in the church.
We praten niet meer over de zonnige dingen in de kerk.
Ook een kapje, ook een contributie, niet zo wat
dat gaat. Als je dat zegt en je gaat daar zo over, wordt er allemaal over je gepraat.
Wat moet je?
Zegt van ja, ga weg.
Salvation is not group. Salvation is not group.
En de redding zal niet komen in
een groep. It's individual.
Het zal per persoon gebeuren.
Work on your own salvation.
Wacht op je eigen redding.
The third thing.
En de derde ding.
Fornication.
Ontucht.
Adultery. Fornication.
Ontucht.
Is when you are married and you go behind your husband. That is fornication. But when you become about adultery, you are adult, but you are not married. So you are not obliged to do it. But you want to do it. Why don't you find a husband or wife? And just
go home to the man of the crown after one family.
These are some of the things the enemy will deceive you with it. You find yourself inside.
You think yourself in.
And it will be very difficult for you to go out.
Het zal heel moeilijk worden om eruit te gaan.
All his plans are to destroy you.
Al deze plannen zijn om jou te vernietigen.
Are you here with me? May Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
The fourth thing, backbiting.
De vierde thing is terugbijten.
Neemt u Peter. Are you saying what you say? Backbiting. So many this kind of things I'm mentioning is found within us. Within us. This church is not going on because you and me are doing the same thing. Because he is not the elder, the deacon or leader in a certain group. He don't want it to go on.
Omdat die persoon bijvoorbeeld geen leider is, dan wil hij niet dat het goed gaat.
And also if he is the leader,
en ook als hij de leider is,
and he also make a mistake,
en je
he don't want anybody to correct him.
Dan wil hij niet dat iemand anders hem
so it becomes trouble within the group.
Dus dan wordt het een bepaalde probleem in de groep.
Then you see the spirit of backbiting.
En dan zie je de geest van terugwijzen. Die zijn werk doet.
Amen.
Amen.
jealousy.
Ja, you are saying.
It's not from God.
Het is niet van God.
It's from the enemy.
Het is van de vijand.
He's always jealous.
Hij is altijd jaloers.
And he am now near a deal with it. He's jealous about the other person doing it.
Wat hij dan niet mocht doen, is jaloers op de andere die het wel kan doen.
Brother and sister.
Broeder en zus.
Spirit of jealous.
De geest van jaloers.
It's not from God.
Het is niet van God.
Be very, very careful.
Wees voorzichtig daar.
It's mixed inside your life.
Het zit in je leven.
And destroy you.
En het kan je vernietigen.
Hatred.
Haat.
Hatred.
Haat.
Just say, he hates so many things.
Hij haat zoveel dingen.
Hatred is inside his heart.
Haat zit gewoon in zijn hart.
If you does him something.
Als je iets doet.
He cannot forgive you.
Hij kan je nooit vergeven.
Spirit of hatred.
Dat is de geest van haat.
Is inside you.
Want zit ook in je.
Hey, ja, ka, was woord daar.
We hebben het zo vaak gezegd, maar die
persoon
wil het gewoon niet ophouden.
Elders will talk about it.
De ouderlingen,
brothers will talk about it.
De broeders
en meiden, dat
praten.
Oh,
en dan zegt hij, ja, mijn hart, ja, het is gewoon vrij.
My heart is okay.
Mijn hart is gewoon oké.
Okay. It's fine.
Maar hij liefde gewoon.
Hatred.
En er zit gewoon haar.
Amen.
Amen.
Last of the word.
The list for deze wereld.
The last of the world.
The list van de wereld.
If we are siapono. Are you here with me? When they come to church.
Wanneer dat kwam je de kerk komt.
Clap, you will never clap. Dance, you will never dance.
Dansen, wilt hij niet dansen.
Nothing in the church, you see her doing anything about it.
Ze wil gewoon niets doen in de kerk.
But please go to the party.
Maar als ze naar de feest gaan.
Or this social thing that they do outside.
The socializer.
You see my sister shaking it up there.
Oh,
so lovely.
So lovely.
Reach out. Hello.
Hi.
Last of the word.
This from the interview.
The Bible says, don't you know the love of this world is the enemy of God? Anybody who loves this world is the number one enemy to God. Who does the
club?
You see your
end.
It's set there for man to die one day.
But
ask yourself, when you die, where are you going? Last of the word.
The list van deze wereld.
If we are siapono.
De lekkernij.
En talia was to you a shibi. O Christo niba. That's not the name. Bema to no one so. I am not there. Check it to you be bisa. Christian.
Do I eat Christian then?
I see every day people are told. Na I have to be bisa. Oh. No, bro. May Allah have pity on me. Amen.
Amen.
Christian. Go to the Bible is mesh. It's good. Go to the Bible and find. It's called Spirit of God. Jezebel is in the Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Yes.
Hello. Don't get angry with me, okay? Greediness. Laziness. All these are found there.
It's what all of them are.
You can find them in the Bible if you spend time to read them.
Now
technology is more easy, so just Google it. And look at the Bible verses.
en zoek op welke, in welke Bijbelvers het allemaal komt.
You'll find it there.
Dan zul je zien dat het daar te staan.
Then we start to know what we are saying, if it's true or not.
Dan zul je weten wat we zeggen, wat waar is.
These are things, you just look at them, you think it's going to beautify you.
Je ziet sommige dingen en je denkt dat het je mooi
is. It is not.
Maar het zal, wat is het niet?
It's the plan of the enemy.
Het is de plan van de vijand.
The Bible says,
de Bijbel zegt,
you are not fighting against flesh and blood.
We vechten niet tegen vlees en bloed.
Against principalities.
Maar we vechten tegen bepaalde principes.
Do you know what is principality? Principalities are angels that deal with law.
Het zijn principes zijn bepaalde engelen die te maken hebben met de wet.
Principle are law, as the law student.
Het is een wet.
Law. So when the Bible says principality, he's talking about angels that deals with what? Laws. So in your school, they make some stupid laws.
Bepaalde stomme wetten.
And you think it's good for you.
En dan denk je dat het goed
is. It's the spirit of principality.
Het is die geest van die bepaalde.
That's why the Bible says you are not fighting against your brother or sister.
En daarom zegt de Bijbel, je vecht niet
you are fighting against this demonic star.
Maar je vecht tegen deze demonische stenen.
Als je naar school gaat, zegt tegen je,
ja, je vader mag je niet eens aanraken.
So even if you are going wrong.
Zelfs als je verder fout gaat.
The law has protected you that your father should not even take you to the right path.
Dus de wet beschermt wel dat je vader je niet eens mag corrigeren.
Het wordt een moesa.
Dus de persoon blijft dan door de wereld, blijft roken.
He smokes, drink, and do all kind of bad things. Because the law is protecting you.
Omdat die bepaalde wet er is.
It's not for your own good, sister and brother.
Die wet is niet voor jou goed.
Is to destroy you.
Het zal je vernietigen.
It's called spirit of what? Principality.
It is in the Bible.
I'm not saying your parents will abuse you.
Ik zeg niet dat je ouders je mogen mishandelen.
But if you do wrong thing, don't they have the right to correct you?
Maar als je iets verkeerd doet, hebben zij niet de recht om jou op de goede pad te zetten?
If you God punishes his own children.
Zelfs God straft zijn eigen kinderen.
Amen. Lust of the eye.
De lust van de oog.
En nu waar om. Lust of the eye.
De lust van de oog.
En wie is in de midden?
Alles in deze wereld vindt
dat is wij zijn mooi. We zien.
Heb je deze kleding?
Door de woon wat hallo we zien.
Heb je deze kleding?
De lust of the eye.
De lust van de ogen.
It's not from God.
Het is niet van God.
Never.
Het zal ook nooit van God.
It's the plot of the enemy.
Het is allemaal de plan van de eindtijden.
So be very, very, very careful.
Dus wees voorzichtig daarmee.
The last thing I'm going to talk about.
En de laatste waar ik het over ga hebben.
Breaching. Almost was wrong. Breaching. No, I had a whole call. Black woman. So I have a kid dancing. God knew you are black. He wanted you to be black. I cannot be like Adamon. He's white and black. That is it. It tells about the variety of what? God. So why do I have to change my skin to be like Adam? No, I am not saying no, but you are chairman. That the Lord have mercy on you. Hello? Amen. Let's talk about one last thing. The youth. You are fond of watching porn. Pornography. I'm talking about you. Hello? Each and everyone here. Don't pretend you don't do it. God knows you more than you know yourself.
God can trust what you say yourself.
Why, where's my camera? What are you going to get from doing that? It arouses your what? Your feelings. And anywhere, somewhere. It takes you to a place that you don't need to go. You think you are watching some stupid star or whatever. So good for you, brother. And you, the ladies also. Be very careful with those stars. It's a substance called lust. It will stay inside you. Before you realize, you're already going down there. Watching pornography. The phone also. One time I was sitting there, and a certain brother came in the church. On his screenshot, there's a certain lady with, I don't know, big stuff like that. And I said, what the hell are you doing? He said, when you hear you speak. I was shocked. A bad cheek. No, she only, and I was sorry for my way. She pumped him. Come on. I'm going to get to the screen saver. I'm going to get to the screen saver. Hello? If you are here, wave at me. Amen. Be very careful. It's not good for you.
Amen.
If you don't talk about it,
also need that year of heaven,
the devil will steal all of us.
That's how the devil will all of our next day.
It doesn't mean because I'm talking about,
I'm
not also doing it. I am also included. That's why I have to say it.
And I don't think it's all
Paul said,
Paul
said, when after I preach to others,
to
I myself must have cast away. That means after I've talked to you, I have to make sure I also do the same thing. So it's not only to you. It's also to yourself. Everything that I mentioned, I have to make sure that I don't go inside it. So don't think he's talking about you. I want us to build this church. That church of Pentecost. To be active. Because you're too slow. Youth. But you're more than old people.
It's not like it's going to be all outside.
Oh my, I'm right.
They're going to be all slow.
You too, what is that? What are you doing for God?
What do you for God?
But in 10-15 years,
but 15, 15
years, when he is ready for marriage or husband or wife,
so glad for the trouble,
this is the time that you also need God.
But is this the time everybody
oh God,
God
please listen. Give me some nice guy or lady. What did you, what nice thing did you give to God?
And what more is the piano aan God gegeven?
So maybe God will not give you.
I'm
not saying he's not going to give you.
Exactly,
but maybe Satan, because he's your friend, you'll get you more money. You see? Because you never wait upon God. You never listen to him. So now your best friend Lucifer. Oh, you want a husband?
You
want wife?
You want a vrouw?
Don't forget you used to go to the nightclub. Have one mastermind over there.
It will come to your life.
You were this one when you say yes. You slap me and then you start to believe there's a certain God somewhere. Amen.
Yeah,
Wait upon God.
Wacht op de Heer.
Listen to him.
Luister naar hem.
Obey him.
Gehoorzaam hem.
Because all what we are doing.
Want alles wat we doen.
One day.
Op een dag.
One specific day.
Op één bijzondere dag.
Is a sign for you to live or die.
Van het getekend voor jou dat zijn. Of je zal blijven leven of doodgaan.
Where are you going?
Maar als je doodgaat, waar zou je dan naartoe gaan?
There are weak people more than you can ever see.
Er zijn slechtere mensen dan meer dan wat je kunt zien.
They die and they never take even one cloth.
Maar ze gaan dood, maar ze nemen niet eens één kleding mee.
And you are holding clothes.
En jij hebt zoveel kleding die je vasthoudt.
Following God for mobile phones.
En jij hebt zoveel dingen, mobiele telefoons.
When you die, what are you going to call somebody in the grave?
Ga je iemand bellen in je graf?
Start to be smart.
Wees slim.
All these things are just to just win you from the hands of God.
All these things are gewoon om jou te winnen from the.
They are there just to distract you.
Het zijn gewoon om jou te misleiden.
Amen. Today you know.
Vandaag zijn jullie.
Things you have to stay away from him.
Weet
you, that guy you think he loves you. That guy you think he loves you. Tell him to go and pay the price. And guy who think you love him, be a man and pay the price.
And
stop snitching.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God help this one us.
Amen.
Amen. Let me go now. We are going to pray. About whatever I just said.